talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I got electric light. I got second sight. I got amazing powers of observation. That is how I know. When I try to get through telephone to you, there'll be nobody home.
Good morning. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Nobody Home by Pink Floyd. The Wall, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which we organize, and I guess I'll stop talking about the 2024 show, which was about a month and a half earlier, and start talking about the 2025 show. And this is more or less directed to upscale home-related companies. We're already 50% sold out for the 2025 home show. So it's going to sell out. It's very, demand is very, very strong. So if you're interested looking ahead to 2025, you might want to give Charleston Home and Design Magazine a call to talk about getting into the 2025 Charleston Home and Design Show. It's going to be at the Charleston Area Convention Center in the beautiful ballroom area. While the Charleston Boat Show will be taking place also right under the same roof. So it's going to be a great weekend there. But today we've got a great show lined up for you. We'll be talking with June Teague with HLG Growers, also Chris Finley with Charleston Design Center, and that's a very interesting interview. They are out at kind of on the way to Northern Mount Pleasant, a beautiful space out there. And also electrical contractor Jason Rose with Exceptional Electrical Contractors. Have a great weekend.
And now we're talking with June Teague with HLG Growers. How you doing, June?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
You bet. June, take a moment and tell everyone about HLG Growers.
All right. Well, HLG Growers is a family business. My husband started it about 20-some years ago, and his oldest son is working alongside him as the project manager. And, you know, Christian likes to claim he is nothing more than a glorified delivery driver at this point, but that's not true. But yeah, we've been around and doing this for a little over 20 years. It started out more of a landscaping, you know, floral design type thing, and it's turned into a big hardscape water feature kind of a business. That's been more what we've done lately. We did, I think, 3 waterfalls in the last 6 months. And we've done some really amazing paver patios, and we finished an outdoor kitchen last fall. And so, I mean, we've been doing some bigger things, but we also like to add in those flowers and landscape things to go along with it. But yeah, we can take care of just about anything you need here in the Lowcountry.
In your backyard.
Exactly. Or front yard, you know.
Or front yard, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Well, let me just share a quick story. When my wife and I moved into our first house, we, being typical homeowners, we were like, let's do this, let's do that. And we embarked on a hardscape project, which sounds easy enough. It's just a matter of, you know, putting down these pavers. And we bought a Belgard circle kit to use, and we got to it. And then, but then we got some instructions on how to put those pavers in. And so it required digging down 6 to 8 inches and then bringing in some ROC to put down as the bottom layer, and then putting the pavers in and then putting sand between them, and doing all this in a way that would allow for proper drainage.
Right.
And what a back-breaking job. I mean, we have had pavers installed since, and we will never do it ourselves again. We'll always hire a professional like HLG Growers to do it, because, you know, even moving the process of moving a stack of like 8 to 10 pavers from one spot to you know, where they're going to be installed, that's backbreaking work. Just in that alone. But anyways, that's one of the aspects of what you folks do the dirty work, the very hard backbreaking work that homeowners should not have to do themselves, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you focus on doing the inside and paint it and do whatever you want to do out or in there, but let us do the hard stuff outside, because you're right. I mean, everybody sees all these shows on HGTV and the DIY things and the YouTube videos. Oh, I can do that. And then they undertake it and it's like, oh my God, why did I do that? I'll never do that again. So yeah, that's what we're here for, because it is a lot of work, and a lot of people just think, oh, I'm just going to buy some pavers and lay them down. No, you got to level it. You got to dig it out so that it's more, you know, easier to walk on, and you know, who knew you had to put sand in between things? I mean, you know, it's a lot of work. So, yeah.
Well, and I think the biggest issue, and when I talk to landscape architects, they tell me that this is the biggest issue is drainage, and how does HLG Growers, how do you folks find a way? Do you folks use one of those laser level contraptions that to determine the pitch of? Tell me about that a little bit.
Yeah, I probably can't really tell you about the laser. I don't think that we use a laser. I don't actually go out on the projects. That's their job. But I know drain, right? Yeah. I'm not the one that's going to do the hard, big, back-breaking work. Trust
you,
me.
You
don't want that.
And
that's all right.
Kristen has the rough hands.
Very rough hands, yeah. So basically, you know, when it comes to drainage, you're 100% right. That is the biggest thing here in Charleston. You know, it rains, it floods, it's ridiculous. So you've got a lot of erosion. So we'll use plantings to kind of help firm up, you know, the banks and things like that to keep that from washing away. And then when it comes to drainage, we do French drains and we do retaining walls. We'll use sump pumps. It just depends on what we need to do for your particular area. And so every solution is a case by case kind of thing. We can discuss what's going to work best for your environment. And sometimes that may require waiting for a big rain and then let's go out to your property and look at it and see how it actually is. So all of the ins and outs of the other stuff, that's for them, but I'll give you the basics.
Right, right. Talk about some of the projects that HLG Growers been involved with that you're most proud of.
Well, you know, it's funny because my husband has got the most amazing artistic eye. I mean, he just really knows how to blend different patterns. So let's say you buy a new house and it has an existing paver patio. but you want to expand it. And you can't find that exact brick anymore or whatever that happens to be. You know, my husband has the ability to like look at the different options and kind of make it cohesive, whether it's bringing in some bluestone or a different style of paver, a different pattern. But I mean, he can expand that and just make it look picture perfect. I mean, it's really astounding what he can do, because I look at it and I'm like, this is the before picture, it's grass or it's dirt or, you know, whatever. And then you see the end project and you're like, wow, where did that come from? You know? So the way that he blends things, and then he takes the natural elements, you know, using the native plants from down here and the things that are going to work really well in your yard, because you may have a shady area, you may have, you know, a very moist area, you may have a very sunny area, but there are things that will work in each one of those places. So he does all of that. But my favorite thing that he does, and I think it's, I don't know if it drives him crazy because it's my favorite thing, but I love the water features that he does. You know, at the last show, he had this amazing waterfall just set up, you know, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is phenomenal. But for me, that waterfall, you can sit down by it, you just hear that trickling water, and it's so relaxing. And God knows, in the world that we live in today, you need a little bit of that peace in your life, you know? And so that is my hands down favorite thing that he's done. And he's done, I think I said earlier, we've done like three in the last 6 months, and you know, they're two are relatively large. I mean, one was like almost a stream. I was like, good Lord. But you know, I mean, if you have the opportunity to put something like that in your yard, whether it's in the front or in the back, whatever, if you can sit down and enjoy that and just kind of wash away the stress from the day, I mean, that to me is ideal. And that is my favorite thing that he does.
Yeah, it's a water feature in your yard as an equalizer with regards to the traffic noises. There's very few places in the Charleston area you can go to where you do not hear traffic, or you don't hear, you know, the Air Force Base planes flying over or anything like that. And so to have that trickling water, it acts as a neutralizer with canceling out the sounds of the road and other vehicles that you really don't want to hear. And it does give you that peaceful feeling for sure.
Yeah.
Well, how can folks get more information about HLG Growers?
Well, you can give us a call at 843-819-0955. Or you can definitely look at our website. It is hlggrowerscarolina.com. So we've got lots of galleries. It talks about everything that we do, from artificial turf to simple landscape designs to, you know, we'll plant palm trees, whatever it is, paver patios, outdoor kitchens. If you dream it, we can most likely do it when it comes to the outdoors. So definitely check us out there. And then you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. But yeah, definitely start tracking us and call us out so that we can come and take a look at your property and give you some ideas.
All right. That's great. Well, we have been, and you can always find HLG Growers within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been speaking with June Teague with HLG Growers. Thanks so much for taking the time today, June.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Chris Finley with Charleston Design Center. How you doing, Chris?
Doing very well. How are you, Tim?
Good, good. Chris, take a moment and tell everyone about the Charleston Design Center.
Yeah, well, the Design Center has come together and really to create a space for local design community, builders, homeowners to kind of collaborate and pull together. Whether it be a renovation or a new construction project, to pull together a lot of selections and be able to make those purchases through the center.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. So typically, a homeowner that's building a new custom home or doing a remodel project, they'll go visit the various showrooms. They'll go to the cabinet showroom, then they'll go to the countertop showroom, and then they'll go to maybe the flooring showroom and pick out their selections for the materials that will ultimately be part of their house. But instead of a homeowner having to run all over town, they can find what exactly can they find in terms of materials right under one roof?
That's exactly right. And we, you know, we've listened to the community over the years, and the challenge is, you know, traffic is getting more and more around this town, and it gets a little bit more difficult and time consuming to be traveling all across town. So, you know, the center is really designed to be that one stop to allow them to get a lot done. You know, within the center, you can do everything from selecting and choosing from multiple options, everything about your exterior windows and doors, your kitchen and bath cabinetry, your bathroom vanities, countertops, backsplash tile, floor tile, hardwood flooring, and all the ancillary items that kind of go in and around those divisions within the home.
Gotcha. And typically, as I was mentioning, a homeowner will be going to all these different showrooms to pick out these different items. Do you find customers of Charleston Design Center are they able to what materials can they spec all at one time, or does a homeowner break it up into different visits to Charleston Design Center?
You know, I think the first visit, I think you're going to be kind of looking at things from a very global perspective, and you'll be thinking about your project as a whole, right? And as you walk through the first time, I think that's the kind of experience we want to help you get when you first come, is let's think about your project as a whole. Let's walk through the center and just kind of so you can understand what you're going to be able to do as you need to make decisions as the project goes on, right? The second time they come in, you know, we really want to say, okay, where are you at with this project? Where's the builder at? What's important to the builder now, right? And then we'll kind of spend time within the center in that area that allows us to focus on the decisions that need to be made within that part of the project. For example, exterior windows and doors. They always need to be decided first, right? The builder has to frame the home, and in order for him to frame the home, he needs to know what windows and doors they're using, what those sizes are, and so he can build the structure around those decisions.
Gotcha.
And then so we try to help keep the project focused, which, you know, we work with builders too, and we want the builders to bring their clients in. And when we work all together, you know, we really try to help projects stay focused so that the construction schedule can remain on point.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, there is a natural progression of how a house is constructed or how a project will be remodeled, and there's certain decisions that come first. One of the ones that always threw me when we were building our house was that we had to pick out our plumbing fixtures so early in the process, because you've got to get there's a valve that goes into the shower wall, and you have to have that valve in there before you can put your faucet your shower faucet on, and that's one of those we were kind of thrown by that because we weren't quite ready to make those selections, but that's something that you and the folks at Charleston Design Center you know exactly the process and what a homeowner needs to pick out before in that natural progression.
100%. We're very familiar with the process of construction and will help not only the homeowner, but the builder and ourselves make sure that we're all investing the time today that we need to be putting that we need to be investing that time in, mm-hmm. right? So that we're not wasting time or spending too much time thinking about something that might be more fun, right? Right. It might be more fun to talk about the outdoor kitchen that's going to be by the pool. Well, guess what? We don't need to make that decision for a very long time, mm-hmm. right? So it's important that we do understand that, and we'll definitely help make sure we spend the time where we need to be spending it that day.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And it's fair to note that the Charleston Design Center is folks familiar with Northern Mount Pleasant might recognize they may have walked into wholesale appliance, which is still part of Charleston Design Center, but it's a gigantic space. It's a beautiful space. And in fact, about 12 years ago or so, we did a party at wholesale appliance during the recession. And I remember so many architects and interior designers and builders that were there, and they were just so thankful that they were able to kind of come together and commiserate with each other, because everybody was in a rough spot at that point. But it's a beautiful mm-hmm. space Tim Corbett with Wholesale Appliance originally constructed. And then can you tell us a story about how it came to be the Charleston Design Center, how it evolved into the Charleston Design Center?
Sure, absolutely. I think that helps paint the picture for sure. So, you know, like you said, this building, which is 15,000 square feet, was originally built just for wholesale appliances. And so it was built with cabinetry around the appliance display so that you could see the different appliance brands like GE Monogram and Viking and Decor, so on and so forth. But what happened over time is that from talking with Tim, the owner of Wholesale Appliances, you know, I learned that really, you know, 10, 15 years ago, you could use that much space for an appliance showroom, and that's what you needed, you know, but the world's changed and time has changed, and so much online shopping and online selection process is occurring. So, you know, Tim really didn't need 15,000 square feet of space anymore for his business to continue to be successful. And so, in one of my companies, which is the Kitchen and Bath Division, you know, in order for us to properly design a kitchen, we need to know what appliances we're using, right? So just like you talked about the plumbing fixtures needing to be done first before the home can continue, same thing with the kitchen design. In order to properly design a custom kitchen, we need to know what appliances we're using so that we can pull the specs, the sizes, the dimensions of all those appliances, and then build our cabinetry from there. Right. So what happened is we were down the street and we were sending all of our clients down to Wholesale Appliances to say, hey, look, we're ready to design your kitchen, but let's go pick out the appliances first. And so as we would go down to Wholesale Appliances, I got to know Tim and the company really well. And we were down there, you know, helping him sell appliances because we had a mutual client. And what happened is I looking around Tim's showroom over and over again, I said, Tim, you know, it's time to update the cabinetry here. What do you say I move my kitchen and bath division down here? I'll update the cabinetry with my lines. Therefore, it's a showroom for you and a showroom for me, right? So it was a win-win situation, and he loved the idea. So we decided to move the kitchen and bath division down to this address with Wholesale Appliances. And over the past, it was really supposed to happen pre-COVID, but we paused it for COVID, and then after COVID, we dove in. And so that's what we did. So over the past few years, we've updated all the cabinetry displays around his appliances. So now it's a showroom for the appliances and it's a showroom for cabinetry. And then of course, what's really fun is that we're collaborating with the local community. So, MVP Countertops, for example, and Palmetto Surfacing, they all have products that are in the design center. So it's not just us. It is really truly that the community that is benefiting from this. So even though MVP is not physically located here, you still may end up working with MVP Countertops on your project. So it's a lot of fun to be doing that. So we've got a lot of the local community, Melser Tile and some other tile companies that are working with us to really kind of to allow this space to be very effective for not just, you know, the businesses that are operating outside of it.
Mm-hmm. And There are other design centers around the country. This is not a new concept, but it's a really valuable concept, especially from the standpoint of a homeowner, because there's probably been some research, and I don't have it, but there's probably been some research about how many different decisions a homeowner has to make when you're building a custom home, or to a lesser extent when you're doing a remodel project. And it sounds sort of strange to say, you know, what a difficult process it is for a homeowner to build a house, but it's challenging. It can be very overwhelming, especially, as I mentioned before, visiting all the different showrooms all over town. Some are in far Johns Island, some are in North Charleston, some are in Mount Pleasant. And so to be able to go to one place, but there's this, it's not a new concept. But it's something that Charleston has really needed for a long time. You saw that need, didn't you?
I did. And I heard the need, you know. It was more listening to the community, and people would show up at our kitchen and bathroom and are like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm 30 minutes late because I was 45 minutes away picking out tile.
Right.
And so we heard it, and we saw the pain, and, you know, the demographics have changed too. You know, more households have two working parents. You know, kids are more busy these days, right? We're playing less outside in the backyard and really in organized sports more and more and more. And so time is limited. And so we saw the need, we heard the need, and, you know, we built it, and now they're coming, and it's great. I mean, the feedback we're getting is just phenomenal. So it's very rewarding.
Well, can you take a moment and sort of give our listeners a virtual tour of the Charleston Design Center? So, first of all, they refer to it as Northern Mount Pleasant, but you know, it's at one time, Ivy Hall, which is a neighborhood adjacent to Charleston Design Center, that used to be way, way, way up 17 North, but now it's really part of, you know, what you would consider just regular Mount Pleasant. But a lot of people refer to it as Northern Mount Pleasant. So that, let's just use that phrase, but it's not that far a drive or anything. But you walk up to the doors, they're automatic sliding doors. They open for you. Just to your left, you'll see a rack of Charleston Home and Design magazines that people are free to take. And then kind of take us on a tour. What will people experience as they walk through the Charleston Design Center?
Sure. I mean, as you walk in the front door, I encourage you to walk slowly and just kind of take it in for a second. You know, to the left, you know, you will see the appliance section, so you can dive right into going into looking at appliances. And immediately on the right, you know, my roots into this whole business came from the lumber industry. I'm a lover of reclaimed wood. And love to bring reclaimed woods into any project, whether it be kitchen and bath or wall finishes. So we have a beautiful reclaimed wood display that will show different types of reclaimed woods. We'll show different types of profiles of wood, reclaimed wood mantles, floating shelves, all of that kind of a thing. As you continue on, it's a very circular pattern, so it flows very, very nicely. It's not just one big rectangle, and you got to kind of figure it out. So it does flow very nicely. So as you enter and you continue to meander to the right, you will start to see in your view multiple large kitchen displays. These look and appear just like a kitchen would in a home. So you can really kind of visualize what your kitchen and bath would look like. In and amongst those displays are the appliances. So you can see the different brands, and we have them all. Tim did a really good job at working with us to make sure that each kitchen has a brand of appliances. So one kitchen will have Decor, one kitchen will have GE Monogram, one kitchen will have GE Cafe, one kitchen will have Viking. And then what I did was worked with those brands in order to design the kitchen around the standard, the kind of the look and feel that those appliances call for, right? Whether it be modern or traditional. And so in each kitchen is a different type of cabinet. So you've got a full overlay shaker style, you've got an inset, more ornate style. So each kitchen kind of speaks to a different audience and kind of shows you different variety. In those kitchens, we have countertops installed, we have backsplashes installed, we have hardware installed on the doors and drawers. So you're already getting to see a lot of product being used. So you can really kind of get a feel for what it looks like in a bigger application.
Let me interrupt you for a second.
Yeah.
How important is it to a homeowner to be able to see these vignettes, these real life vignettes? Are they working kitchens also?
They are. They are working kitchens. So they can open drawers, open cabinets. They can fully extend the drawers. And then within the cabinets, we have trash can pullouts, spice drawers, all the lazy Susans, knickknacks that you want to see, right, in order to decide whether or not you want to spend the money on that kind of a feature. And I think it's hugely important. You know, just pulling a cabinet door out of a display rack and just looking at the door itself doesn't really assure you of the quality behind the product, right? So I think being able to come in, open it, operate it, feel it, shut it, try to slam it shut, test it out, right? It's like test driving a car before you buy it. So I think it's hugely important.
Gotcha. What about plumbing fixtures? Are plumbing fixtures represented as some of the different materials that you can find at Charleston Design Center?
Plumbing fixtures are. I mean, we work with the local community who distributes them. But we do. We've got a lot of Kohler products on display. We've got a lot of different brands of faucets and sinks, farm sinks, standard undermount sinks, overmount sinks. So you can definitely get a feel for what those products look like within the center for sure.
Gotcha.
Every kitchen has a faucet, and every vanity has a faucet as well. So they're definitely intermixed.
Homeowners are very challenged when it comes to visualizing things, and I've got the greatest respect for builders and architects and interior designers who can look at a flat set of plans, and they, in their mind's eye, they can visualize exactly how it's going to look. But a homeowner, that's a real challenge. So to be able to touch and feel and like you said, open and close and try to slam those soft close drawers, which you cannot do, and just be able to experience those things, that's why homeowners crave like 3D, looking at their plans in 3D, because they can, it really helps them visualize it ahead of time. And it's a lot easier to make adjustments to your plans before construction begins versus after things are beginning to frame and then you realize you want a bigger shower and things like that. So that's very, very important.
Yeah. And, we love working with interior designers. Interior designers really have a special talent to, like you said, take it from black and white and kind of visualize exactly how this is going to how it needs to pull together per the client, the homeowner's, style, right? That said, our staff is very knowledgeable in things. And if we see a picture of somebody's inspiration, we'll be like, oh, I know what you need to look at. Check this out, right? So we'll very quickly be able to pivot and say, all right, let's go look over here because I think this is going to speak to you, mm-hmm. right? So we'll definitely help be able to do that.
Well, I interrupted you, so continue our tour. So you're seeing the various kitchen displays, and then as you continue that circular pattern of meandering around the Charleston Design Center, what will you find next?
So in between and around the showroom floor, as you walk from kitchen to kitchen, you know, there are a lot of displays. So those displays are tile racks where you can look and spend hours going through backsplash options. So you've got a lot of hardware displays for you to look at all the different pulls and knobs that you would want to consider for your kitchen cabinets or your bathroom vanities. And then as you continue on, in the middle of the whole design center is more kitchens. So literally we have a lot of kitchens, which for me as a kitchen and bath company owner, it's a blessing. You know, I have a ton of kitchens and, you know, a lot of our other showrooms around town just don't have the square footage in order to be able to do that. So we count our blessings every day for that. So as you continue on, you will now leave kind of the kitchen and bath world and you will enter into the flooring world. Where we have about 1,900 square feet of flooring displays. So we have flooring installed. And then on top of that, we have tons of engineered hardwood flooring options, LVP options, laminate options, carpet runner options, area rug options. And again, within each of these centers, each of these sections as you walk through, we have staff that are there every hour of the working day in order to receive you and help walk you through and make it a little bit less overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So we don't want people to get stuck in a space by themselves because it can be overwhelming. And so we want to make sure that as people come in, we ask them a few questions, they answer them, they maybe tell us what their style is, and we'll quickly take them to the areas of which they need to focus on so that it is a little bit less stressful.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Right. Is there meeting space? So if the interior designer or architect or builder or all of the above meet the homeowner, at Charleston Design Center, is there space to, spread those plans out and figure out, what the plan is for the project?
Absolutely. And I'm glad you asked that question because I definitely want to emphasize this 100%. We created this space with the idea of it being a place to collaborate, right? Not just come and select and buy and leave. So we want you to come in. We want you to spread out. We have kitchen islands in every kitchen. We put a kitchen island in every kitchen for the simple fact that it's a conference table, right? So it's an area that you can lay out your plans, lay out your samples as you start to collect them and make decisions with them. And spend a few hours just kind of hanging out and continuing to make those selections. So we encourage the designers to use this space as a place to collaborate with their client. We encourage builders to come in with their homeowner and the designer to collaborate and spend hours, you know, getting through the process. So 100%, we have collaboration spaces within every section of the showroom to do that.
Gotcha. Is it necessary to have an appointment when people are visiting Charleston Design Center, or can people just walk in off the street?
People can walk in off the street. We encourage you to do so, especially if it's your first time and you just kind of want to get your bearings straight and see what this is all about. Come on by. We'll greet you and take you on an initial tour. I think if you're coming in with a purpose and you're coming in and you really want to say, hey, I really want to dive into my windows and doors. I really want to dive into my kitchen and bath. And I want to make selections and really get more granular. Then we encourage you to reach out, schedule an appointment, and we'll make sure that we have the dedicated staff to that department ready to receive you.
Mm-hmm. Charleston Design Center is fairly new, a couple years old now. And so builders typically have a network of companies that they say, I've worked with, this company and that company. This is who I send my clients to pick out the tile mm-hmm. or plumbing fixtures or whatever. But oftentimes, what is referred to as the end user, who that's just a industry term for the homeowner, the end user will oftentimes they'll want to do some exploring on their own. And what happens when the end user comes to Charleston Design Center, starts falling in love with this cabinet and this countertop and so on, and they go back to their builder and say, hey, I want to go to Charleston Design Center, but the builder already has a network of companies and Charleston Design Center isn't part of that network. What happens then?
Well, you know, we would love to be introduced to the builder. You know, it, we want to support the building community. You know, I think that's our, that's a big goal for us, is to become one of those partners, become that chosen, that chosen place for the builder. So if it's a builder that we haven't worked with, and a homeowner comes and falls in love with our products or our staff or just the experience, you know, the builders have choices. And just because they've had loyalty with another, some of our competition, I guess you would say, for many years, the builders have choices. And, you know, the, at the end of the day, the homeowner is the one building the home. It's their money and it's their choice. And so we just, we would love to build a relationship with that builder. You know, what I can assure you, and I can assure, you know, the community, is that all of the products that we sell and that we distribute here in this town, we are very competitive. We are not two-step distribution. So we have the ability to be extremely competitive in prices. Our staff is extremely knowledgeable in those products. And so from a consultative standpoint, you know, we definitely have the skills and experience to educate, you know, both the builder and the homeowner so that they make the right decision.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the end user is the ultimate decision maker. They're the ones that are saying yes or no, I'm going to spend this these dollars here or there. And so, it becomes an opportunity for Charleston Design Center to meet a new builder and perhaps become a regular source for that builder or architect or interior designer when it comes to speccing the different materials.
Yeah. And, you know, as I talked, we do have a lot of clients already that are builders, and, you know, the builders, the feedback I get from the builders is some of the most fun, because, you know, they have a challenge today. You know, labor is difficult. Labor is getting more expensive. It's very competitive. There's, a lot of builders are fighting over the same crews, right? So builders have challenges. There's in a renovation, there's always things that come up, right? And so we want, once we build a relationship with a builder, you know, we really want to build that level of trust that they can say, hey, I need to focus on what's happening on the job site, right? I'm going to send my client in. Can you please help them with this decision, right? Whether it be windows and doors or flooring or what have you. And then we can, understanding if we know the builder, we know what they like, we know what they want. We know that they want an aluminum clad window with a nail fin. You know, we know the things that those builders want, the preferences of the builder. So we can also help the builder, you know, kind of guide the client through the process so that they're able to spend more time focusing on other aspects of what they need to focus on the job site or with the subcontractors that they're working with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. What do you have now that Charleston Design Center is starting to stand on its own two feet? Do you have other home service related companies that are now knocking on your door and saying, hey, how can I get involved, or can I, is there any materials that you haven't represented at Charleston Design Center that you need to get in there?
I think we're always going to be adding things that again, you know, keep that one stop shop experience, valid, right? So, you know, it's not that we're trying to create a monopoly, because keep in mind, again, we're working with the local community, right? It's not just us. So a lot of smaller specialty type stores that are in and around town are benefiting from, you know, things that come through here. Wallpaper installers are benefiting. So, you know, there's a lot of whether you're on the install side or a specialty skill side or a product side, you know, we're definitely growing. Every week I'm having, you know, companies with niche products come to me and say, hey, you know, I've got this, you know, I want you to know who I am so that when the need comes, you know who to call. Right. And so we're getting a lot of that, which is a lot of fun, to have. And we encourage people to come. If you're a builder and you come to the center, or you're a designer and you come to the center, or you're a homeowner and you come to the center, if there's something that you wanted to see or that you wanted to experience that you didn't, please call me and let me know what that was, so that I can put it on my agenda to see if that's something that we could possibly fulfill.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, we went over our allotted time here, but this was such an interesting interview that I had to I really wanted to take the extra time to share the Charleston Design Center with our listeners. But one last question: do you ever have homeowners that take a look at some of these different vignettes that they'll find kitchen vignettes and say, this is what I want. I don't need to look any further. I want that backsplash. I want this cabinetry that I'm looking at right now.
100%. We've had people walk in and say, I'm not kidding. This is the kitchen that I want. I love the color. I love the style. I love everything. I am just almost done. And then what they say is is that bad? Is that bad for me to do that? And I said, no, you just won the lottery. I mean, that's great. We, you know, and to that point, we are following the trends. You know, I just got back from a trade show at the Kitchen and Bath International Show in Las Vegas, and we're looking at the new trends and the new color trends. So we'll be updating our cabinetry with the latest and greatest trends. But while at the same time, you know, keeping traditional and timeless things existing, right? So 100%, we see that all the time. People walk in and say, that's my floor. I haven't found it anywhere else. That's the one that I want. Mm-hmm. And so we love it when that happens.
Yeah. That's it's a big relief because, as I mentioned before, there are thousands and thousands of decisions and that a homeowner has to make in between going to their kids' soccer games and working full time and coming home at night and reading Charleston Home and Design magazine in bed and just experiencing life, and then on top of that they building a house or when you're doing a remodel project, that sort of becomes a full time job in itself. So anything to help the process makes perfect sense to me. Well, how can folks get more information about Charleston Design Center?
So we do have a brief website up now. It is under development, and the new website should be up in about 2 weeks. But it is there. You can read about that online. You can grab a magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Magazine. I think it's page 2 and 3. We're right there, so you can see a little shot of the showroom there. But feel free to stop by and see us.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Chris Finley with Charleston Design Center. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you very much, Tim.
And now we're talking with electrician Jason Rose with Exceptional Electrical Contractors. How you doing, Jason?
Good morning, Tim. It's a pleasure.
Jason, take a moment and tell everyone about your electrical contracting company, Exceptional Electrical Contractors.
Yes, Tim. We're a small organization out in the Somerville area. We do residential and commercial electrical services, everything from home standby generators to your simple, switching out devices and fixtures and that sort of thing.
Gotcha. All right. Sounds good. And Jason, I understand that you are a United States Air Force veteran. Thank you so much for your service.
Well, thank you, sir. Thank you as well, Tim.
How does that help you, your experience in the Air Force? How does that help you as an electrician today?
It's given me the foundation for my business model. Do excellence first in everything that you do, because if you don't have that in integrity, there's really not much point going beyond that. It's taught me to deal with challenging situations, to be an effective communicator, and to the resiliency that, if a project goes astray, how to deal with that and bring it back on course, and like I said, be able to communicate with our clients to fulfill their desire with what it is they're trying to do with their residents and their project.
Gotcha. All right. Well, that sounds good. Well, what types of projects does Exceptional Electrical Contracting work on?
We do a lot of, like I said, residential and small commercial jobs. We've done everything from home standby generators to complete house builds. We recently just finished a 5,400 square foot project over in the Jedburgh area. That was a full custom built house that we pre-wired for a home standby generator. They had an advanced electrical lighting system in it, and several other key elements that really required a great deal of attention to detail to get it done right the first time.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so wiring an entire new construction home, that's definitely something that's part of your sweet spot as far as what exceptional electrical contractors, the work that you folks can do. Is there what about smaller jobs?
Yes, Tim, we do everything from under cabinet lighting to just changing out, you know, your standard chandeliers and stuff. We are fully capable. We carry scaffolding. We have very tall, capable ladders that allow us to go approximately 24 foot in the air to take care of those large foyer and entryway chandeliers that you might have a need for in a home. Full network of suppliers that if there's something that maybe you have an idea about, but you're not sure if it's easily available or in today's, you know, post-COVID supply chain issues, whether or not you can actually get access to it, we have a network that we utilize and we can track down those hard to find items for you as well.
Good deal. Do you have a specific price list for like things like changing out ceiling fans, or you mentioned a chandelier, or any of those kinds of things? Or should people just give exceptional electrical contractors a call and let you bid it out?
We can do specific, you know, pricing for, you know, small jobs, but a lot of times it's just easier if the client reaches out to us. There's certain factors that a lot of times homeowners don't consider, like, again, you know, the height of their ceiling. You know, when we're working at great height for the safety of everybody, we like to have two technicians just to be able to safely hoist up, you know, those heavier fixtures or work at those higher elevations. And that, the pricing on that, obviously, when you send two guys versus one is different. And also, you know, homeowners may not be necessarily aware of what's involved in getting the wiring, you know, to their new area that they would like to have a fixture. You know, it's very simple if you're just simply replacing a ceiling fan with a ceiling fan, because all the existing wiring is already there. But if you're trying to perhaps put a fixture where there's not any sort of electrical connection present, then obviously there's going to be adding switches and running wiring and that sort of stuff. And it's just easier for us to come out and give you a fair and accurate estimate, because the last thing we want to do is show up and then tell you that, you know, what we quoted you was incorrect and the price is actually going to be substantially higher. Yeah. So we'd rather avoid that situation up front and just come out and see what your scope of work is and give you a fair and accurate estimate right up front.
Can you think of any more challenging projects that exceptional electrical contractors has been involved with? For instance, you work on an older home that has like the knob and tube wiring and things like that. What are some of those challenging projects?
Yes, Tim, we often find that, you know, some of the work that we do requires to be permitted, and we are fully licensed and insured and can pull those permits with the local authorities having jurisdiction, whether it's your local town or if you're in the county. We can take care of that for you and getting that stuff permitted. We can also, you know, as you do that, some things that we've run into, older homes built in the 60s, some of them have aluminum wiring, which is actually a very significant fire hazard. And we've had to, unfortunately, tell people that called us in to do a small electrical job that, you know, unfortunately, their entire house was really unsafe and needed to be rewired with copper wire instead of the aluminum to make it just a safer for the entire family and residents. So
those were kind of like fires waiting to happen then, huh?
Yes, sir, they are. They really are. And so we've had to deal with those. Knob and tube wiring, again, is, like you said, is very unsafe. We want to go ahead and get rid of that. We've done those. We've done some older homes. Those are a lot of fun because, you know, you get to see the history in the home. But as you, a lot of times as you're doing the work, you discover something that you weren't necessarily expecting to find behind the walls. And it makes it a challenge. But, you know, we have that adaptability and, you know, the experience that from where we come from that, you know, we can deal with those situations and turn something that maybe if you were trying to do it as a DIY project that might really derail your project or really send your budget spiraling out of control, to keep, you know, to know how to deal with that and to know how to do it fast and effectively and not have your whole budget blown to bits. Yeah. So,
and if you've ever had a squirrel who's decided to make your home their home, or maybe another kind of rodent, they love to chew on that electrical wiring, don't they?
Oh, yes, they do. They can make a huge mess out of your electrical wiring in your attic or in your crawl space. Yeah. And again, that's just a fire hazard waiting to happen once they get that conductor exposed where the electricity can come in contact with a flammable material. That's all it takes.
Right, right. Well, I'm going to give our listeners a chance to grab a pen and a paper and write down your number, because having been a homeowner for many, many years, the one thing I've learned is you've got to have a really good go-to plumber, and you've got to have a really good go-to electrician, because over the years you're going to be in touch with them, you're going to call them, and so you know, we have a lot of newcomers to the Charleston area. Why not make Jason Rose, U.S. Air Force veteran with exceptional electrical contractors, your go-to electrician? Go ahead and give your contact information, Jason.
Yes, Tim. My cell phone to reach us at is 843-813-5393. You can call or text that number, or you could email me at jasonr@eec-sc.com.
All right. And you can always find exceptional electrical contractors on our website, charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Well, we've been talking with electrical contractor Jason Rose with Exceptional Electrical Contractors. Thanks so much, Jason.
Thank you, Tim, and you have a blessed day.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.